fun game where we pit you against our listener. It's called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Kara, calling us from Hikes Point. Hi, Kara.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Kara's got blonde hair, drives a Chevy Tahoe, is a nurse, is also engaged.
Awesome.
So congratulations. Do you have a date picked out?
Well, we got engaged in March of 2020, if that tells you anything. So we're just kind of hanging out.
It's kind of like, hey, you want to get married? Yeah. All right, cool.
I sense the little defeat in your voice.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Listen, it's do fine. You need us to intervene? Because we can.
We're really good at that. intervening, not getting people to get married, but just intervening.
I don't know. I feel like it'll happen when it'll happen. So
okay,
we're fine. All right.
Well, Kara, if you need us to, though, we're on standby.
I'm just saying, Kara, if you don't actually like set a date and start putting things in motion, it won't. Like if you're just like, it'll happen
someone,
when it happens.
Someone has to take the lead.
I was gonna say, no, nothing's gonna happen. If
you gotta
if
the, be a little nudging.
Yeah. All right.
This is the hardest part of all of this is because either one of us are both just kind of like, we're fine. It's okay.
You're going there long engagement just to make sure. You want to be sure.
We're really good at butting our noses into other people's businesses. So, yeah, we are. If you need help, we're here for you.
That's all good.
All right.
Thank
all right,
you.
Kara. Well, hey, let's hope we can get you at least some tickets to see Joe Coy.
A date night.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, so Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Pretty simple. You'll hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen in the person's life when they were a little kid or drunk adult? And sometimes you can't tell.
You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Here we go.
I hit Ronald McDonald in the face with a chicken sandwich.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Hit old Ronald McDonald in the face with a chicken sandwich. Little kid, drunk adult.
I would hope little kid.
Yeah, because I feel like Ronald McDonald hasn't been around for a while.
Right.
Ronald McDonald? He's been around
the
for a long
mascot.
Time.
Mascot. Yeah, the actual mascot. When was the last time you saw a Ronald McDonald hanging out in a restaurant?
Oh, you mean like it's been
not
a while
the
since.
Restaurant, the actual mascot, the person who played Ronald McDonald that I had at my birthday party when I was six.
Okay, so sorry.
You're saying little kid.
You're both saying little kid.
Little
Thank
kid.
You. All right.
That was a little kid.
Yes. There it is. Yes, little kid. That is right.
Right. And I got into a fight with my best friend at his birthday party, which, of course, for little kids, it was at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
And of course, those big McDonald's always have Ronald McDonald going doing balloon exhibits and giving all that good crap out. Well, me and my friend get into a full-fledged fight on his birthday in that McDonald's. I threw a chicken sandwich at him, but it missed. And it hit Ronald McDonald square in the face.
Oh, no.
Oh, that does not sound like it went well.
Yeah, that was a chicken sandwich that was...
Year.
I was not meant for Ronald, but it found Ronald in the kisser. All right. You're one for one, Kara. Here we go. Next one.
I called the cops on my neighbor's gerbil.
Ah.
On the gerbil?
Yep.
Okay.
Called the cops on the neighbor's gerbil.
I would say drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Yeah, I was going to say that could go either way. I'll say drunk adult, though, too.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult?
I was a little kid.
Oh. Little kid.
I saw my neighbor's gerbil out in their backyard, and I thought it was in serious danger.
Oh.
I was always taught that if I ever saw anything or anyone in danger, you just call 911. So that's what I did.
Okay.
Oh, you know what?
That's actually adorable.
You know, that is adorable.
Yeah, it's really precious.
Is that gerbil in danger?
911. That gerbil's in peril.
911. All right. So here, let's try to get 2 out of 3, all right?
Okay.
Last one. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
So I threw up at a wedding right as the priest said, you may now kiss the bride.
Surely drunk adult.
All right, surely drunk adult. Wow. Now,
yeah, probably. And gosh, I hope it
was. Did she say she was the bride or not?
No, she. It was
we don't know. Okay, it was at a wedding. We don't know.
But I really hope that she wasn't like a bridesmaid.
I know.
Oh, gosh, I'll say drunk adult, too.
All right, so both of you saying drunk adult?
Yeah, I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, there it is.
Hey, that's not a great story to hear with the whole being engaged thing.
You know what? It just depends on who you invite to your wedding there, Kara.
Know their limits.
Yeah, you know?
Gotta keep that in mind.
Sister's wedding of all weddings. I got hammered on Fireball right before the ceremony, and it just did not agree with me. And yeah, right as the priest said, "You may now kiss the bride," I puked everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And I was a bridesmaid, so everyone saw it, and it was mortifying.
My gosh.
She's the bride's sister.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
But, you know.
Oh, I hope they had a videographer.
Sometimes you got a pregame before, you know, you're getting.
No, you don't.
Getting married.
Fireball.
Kara, do you have rowdy sisters, or does your fiance have, like, a rowdy family that could possibly do something like that?
I don't think so, luckily. So, maybe.
Okay,
maybe
let's
we'll
just keep the fireball, like, away from the bridal party, maybe. Before the ceremony.
Yeah, but it tastes so good when it hits your lips.
Sure, but maybe we wait.
All right, Kara.
Until later.
Thank you for playing. Congratulations, you're a winner.
Thank you all so much.
Maybe you can have a fun date night. Maybe you can also
have that little talk about, like, hey, hey, when are we gonna do the dance?
If you want, just you know, off the air, give us your fiance's number and we'll give him a call.
Geller here.
We'll see. See if we can get this thing moved forward, all right?
You would not even know what to say.
Is this Kara's fiance? Hi, Robert Hassenpepper here.
Oh, God, that is a
joke. No, it's not.
We've got the venue all booked for this weekend.
Oh, yes! we'll just, get the perfect phone tap. Just tell them that we've already planned it.
We'll just book it. He'll show up. There it is. All right. Well, hey, Kara, congratulations ahead of time. And hang on the line a quick sec. We're getting more information from you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. We'll make it happen.
Listen to all this content we can get out of her. Listen,
I know.
This little contest fun. And then we've got a phone tap that's brewing. I like where we're going with this.
Hi, Kara's fiance. Hi there. I'm the officiant for your wedding coming up this weekend. The name's Robert Hassenpepper. Just trying to get the spelling of your name.
Oh, that'd be great.
Oh, shoot. All right, there you go. Little Kid Drunk Adult. If you want to be the star of the show, if you want to be the drunk or the little kid, just message us with your story.
Yeah. As you're going about your life, making your decisions, if they're bad, then send them to us.
Yeah.
We'll celebrate it at Ben Kelly Show on Gmail.